with you. We have a special guest, and we will take your calls at 866-801-8255. Welcome with me, Dr. Judy Wood. Let me give you some of her background. She has a BS in civil engineering. She has an MS in engineering mechanics. She has a PhD in materials engineering science. And she has taught experimental stress analysis, engineering mechanics, mechanics of materials, strength of materials testing. She has been an assistant professor in the mechanical engineering department at Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. She has quite a background, and I welcome her because we want to let her talk to us about the 9/11 events in New York City. Welcome once again, Dr. Wood.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Give our listeners what you view as what happened in New York City on 9/11 with those twin towers.
Well, the most important thing to say is that the towers did not collapse. They did not fall down.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't enough material to hit the ground. I'm currently working on a paper that I'll be posting online before it's finished, even, because I think this information is important enough to get out as soon as possible.
Right.
And I'll have the webpage up some of it beginning this afternoon.
Excellent.
At Jane Doe 0911.
Do it again very slowly.
Okay.
Jane Doe
0911 .tripod.com.
Do it one more time.
Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm.
0911.
Mm-hmm.
.tripod.com.
Tripod.com.
No W's.
No W's.
No W's.
All right. Jane Doe 0911.
Yep.
.tripod.com.
Yes.
And you're doing this with whom?
With Morgan Reynolds.
And Morgan Reynolds, he has a PhD also at University of Wisconsin.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Now, tell us what the two of you have found.
Well, the buildings could not have collapsed. That rules out the culprit being thermite, RDX, falling down. We could even rule out, we need to also rule out mini nukes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I know for sure the building did not collapse is that there wasn't nearly enough potential energy in what hit the ground. The equivalent earthquake that was made by the building, quote, collapsing, was the equivalent of 1/25 or 4% of the weight of the building being dropped from 10 or 11 stories off the ground. That's not much.
Mm-hmm.
I compare it with the King Dome. The Seattle King Dome, when they demolished it in March 2000,
mm-hmm.
made an earthquake of 2.3 on the Richter scale.
Mm-hmm.
And when the event was over with, they had what I call a carcass. It looks like a carcass laying on the ground of the ribs from the dome roof, the sides, all the parts. All the concrete is still there. There's some dust that came out, but there's a lot of material left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So controlled demolition is not enough to pulverize a building. So if you look at the weight of the King Dome and the height, the centroidal height, the center of mass of the King Dome, and drop that weight to the ground, if that potential energy causes a 2.3 earthquake, what is a building that is 20 times the mass,
mm-hmm.
and a whole lot taller?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to do?
Much more.
It did the same or less.
The same or less in terms of the Richter scale.
The Richter scale for one building was 2.3, and for the other was 2.1.
And 2.1 of the trade towers.
Yeah, 2.1 was one of the towers, and 2.3 was the other tower.
Uh-huh.
That's not much.
And the kingdom was 2.3.
Correct.
Doesn't make sense.
And Morgan Reynolds and I were getting to look at the why. Why would that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have that material dropping. So let's look at the structure below. The towers were built on bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
And to seal off the Hudson River from the base of the towers, they built what they used to call the slurry wall.
Mm-hmm.
around the perimeter. And then it became known as the bathtub. It was a sealed bathtub about 7 stories down with PATH trains at the bottom. Those are the Port Authority Trans-Hudson trains. They come from New Jersey under the river and come up into the bathtub.
Okay.
So if you've got a huge building and slammed it down to the earth, chances are you're going to spring a leak in that bathtub.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to have the Hudson River backing up into the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that going to do to Manhattan?
Yeah.
Not only that, you might crack the bedrock.
But none of that happened.
None of that happened. And I've got some photographs of, there's a mall, underground mall,
mm-hmm.
right adjacent to Tower 2 that was in the bathtub. And Warner Brothers had a store there. And the stuff in the store survived, and they now have it at a hangar. They're preserving it like a museum. And I thought it was interesting. It was Roadrunner. I see Foghorn Leghorn and Bugs Bunny. Like 6-foot-high statues.
Mm.
Not a scratch on them.
Not a scratch.
Not a scratch on them. They survived. Also, there was a train that was parked on the tracks when the towers supposedly came down. When the towers went away, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 7-car train. 3 of the cars were damaged, but 4 were not.
Mm.
I've got a photograph of the station underground. This is under the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
There was some water in there. Just, you know, like somebody had been running a hose.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what they had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't get flooded. And that was because they were trying to douse the fires.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I know how they did it.
Well, let's talk about that. But before we do, describe for our listeners what you mean by a bathtub.
It's the sealed zone around the base of the two towers.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from the ground level down to the bedrock and seals out the Hudson River. So it sort of goes below the water table.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was damaged, you'd know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And no repair work was needed on it.
No repair.
There's a place where it had some cosmetic fixing, you know, just the top 1 foot or 2 feet
mm-hmm.
in one little corner.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, no damage. The tracks are still there. They may have changed the tracks in one of the corners, but the tracks are still in the exact same place.
Mm.
And the trains are running. Imagine that.
It doesn't compute.
No, how can you get a building that weighs 20 times as much and you drop it? You know, it's 7 times taller.
Yes.
It's got to make a bigger bang.
Yeah.
But the earthquake wasn't big enough.
I gotcha. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We'll take your calls at 866-801-8255. And our special guest is Dr. Judy Wood.